Oh my, a foolish human seems to have entered my woods. He's a healthy looking one too. The perfect height, perfect weight, perfect everything. He looks just absolutely delicious. I don't think I can hold back any longer. I'm so hungry. And he looks so good. I have to have him. Hold still while I devour you.
Oh my god, you have to see the look on your face. You look absolutely petrified. The way you fell back in fear was absolutely priceless. You didn't actually think I was going to eat you, did you? I swear, it was all a joke, lovely. I wouldn't ever eat a human. I heard they have too many carbs. I'm sorry. These jokes aren't exactly helping my case, are they? Oh, I'm glad you asked. I'm what they call an arcane, a creature with the upper body of a human woman, but the lower body of a spider. I swear I'm friendly, lovely. I wouldn't hurt a fly. Well, in that case I would. But I have to eat something. Well, admittedly, I am a bit peeved. You woke me up from my sleep. Here I was, all nice and cozy in my web, and the next thing I hear is your feet crunching the leaves on the ground. Speaking of which, if I know humans, what kind of rational one goes stomping around the woods at this time of night? It's almost like you're asking for trouble. It doesn't matter much. You must be tired. You can sleep with me in my web tonight. It's super cozy. I insist. Frankly, I would feel bad if you continued to wander around the woods and then you run into something truly nasty. Good. I haven't had anyone sleep with me since my sisters and I went our separate ways. My web is a little high off the ground, so I'll pull you up with me. Now, don't be alarmed. I'm going to wrap my legs around you to ensure that you have safe travels on the way up. Okay? There we go. I'll shoot just a little bit of web, and I'll pull us up. We are. Welcome to my happy little web. I know we're a little high off the ground, but the web will hold. I haven't fallen yet, after all. You're so soft, human. Cuddly soft. You wouldn't mind if I held you with my legs just a little bit longer, would you? Goody! You make such a good cuddle buddy. Do you have something in your pants, human? Something is poking at my legs, around your lower body. Oh! I know what this is. Human males get like this when they're aroused. Human, did I make you hard? I made you hard, didn't I? You're one of those perverted humans. But what exactly made you hard, I wonder? My naked breasts pressed against your back. My beautiful voice. Maybe just being in my clutches did it for you? It's okay. Because I can be quite perverted myself. Here, let me open up my legs. There we go. Don't mind me, I'm just going to unzip your pants. My goodness, human. Your penis is absolutely engorged. It looks like it's ready to burst. You truly are a healthy human male. Let me wrap my fingers around you. And I'll start stroking you like this. How do my delicate fingers feel around your penis? If I remember correctly, humans also call it a cock, yes? But from my understanding, that's a very dirty word, isn't it? Your penis throbbed when I said cock. Do you like me using dirty words, human? It feels like your cock is already ready to burst. I'm not going to let you come just yet, human. I'm going to play with you a bit longer. I heard that human males can receive pleasure with a female's mouth. I think I'll give you a taste just to see. You taste amazing, human. It's very sticky and delicious. You're still throbbing, human. I guess my mouth didn't do it for you. I think I know something that will, though. Of course you would know an arcane would have a love cave. Or as you humans like to call it, a cunt. I guess it would look a little confusing down there to a human, huh? Here, I'll take your cock in my hand and guide you. I can feel your cock stretch me. Oh, it feels so good. It's tighter, isn't it? Close? We've barely gotten started. But I suppose I can let you off the hook. You were wonderful, human. Relax. Fall asleep in my clutches, my lovely. Sleep well. And do remember to come back to the forest. I think I might have a couple of surprises in store for you.